Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/musicspeaks. That's betterhelp.com/musicspeaks for 10% off your first month. And thank you again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MusicSpeaks at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today.
Like many of you, we battle depression during life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing that we could rely on to get us through the tough times that we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music,
interview bands,
break down genres,
review band biographies,
and more.
This is the When Words Fail
Music Speaks podcast
with Blake Mosley
and James Cox. Hey everybody, welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm one of the hosts, James Cox, and here we are doing another cover worth. We haven't done this in a while, so I'm glad to bring it back with these two guys. It's FMA plus 12 gauge, Matt and Caleb. How y'all guys doing today?
We're doing cool. Well, I can't speak for both of us. I'm doing cool.
You're doing cool. You're doing okay, Caleb?
Yeah. All yeah, right. I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I have slept more, and I am more well-rested than the last time we did this.
So, yeah. Well, I just got up, like I say, because it's 11:30 or 2 o'clock where you are. I get time zones confused, so I just grabbed me a coffee, so I'm ready to rock and roll today. So
nice. Yeah, it's 4:35 here. It's not late.
Right, yeah, so last time we talked, you were getting ready to go on tour, right? Y'all were going somewhere. Because I think we talked a few months ago.
I was traveling to Turkey. Turkey.
Yeah.
I was going to Turkey. Yeah, that's what happened last time. Since that point, loads of things have happened. So I think, I don't know what. Did I tell you that we were playing a festival last time?
I don't think so, no.
Right, well, we've been invited to play a festival. We were kind of the guy who saw us, he saw us live. This was one of those like stories that like rarely happens anymore. Normally people apply for stuff.
Right.
But a guy saw us and he put our names forward. And like, he was the one who like kind of got us on. It was such an awesome confidence boost. Because like now that we're starting to be successful with things, my confidence is like going down. It's really weird. It's like the inverse effect. It's like before when we weren't succeeding, it was easy to be confident. And now we're succeeding. It's like the confidence is like you doubt yourself a lot more. It's really, really weird.
Yeah.
But we've got a really big gig coming in London. We've got another really big gig coming sort of back up here in Oslo Twistle. And then there's another gig that we can't mention, Callum, so don't accidentally mention that gig.
Okay.
And then we've got another one in September. We've got a whole bunch of gigs lined up, and we've got all these things. And the first EP from our second album is due out on the 29th of this month.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be so great.
Finally. And then the second part will be out not many months after. Finally, everything's like speeding along. Like, we started work on this album in 2020 in September, and we're finally starting to put it out in pieces. So yeah, if you just keep your ears out, you will see what we're up to. But yeah, we've got some really cool big things coming.
Yeah. So you got two EPs coming out pretty much back to back then, you know?
We can't say really anything,
right?
But yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's all I want. Yes. Yes. We got it. We got it. Yeah. So
it's called Chapter One is the first one, and that's out. I'm just checking now.
Yeah.
And that it should be out on the 29th, I think.
And that's all we can say. Can't ruin the surprise yet.
Fingers crossed. We need to wait a little bit just in case. Yeah. It's so hard to talk about what we're doing, isn't it, Callum? Because we can't talk about what we're doing, because we're further in the future, we'll be able to talk about what we're doing. But right now, all we can say is that these pieces are coming at these times.
They're coming together perfectly.
That's as far as we can go.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have you back many more times. So, you know, later in. And y'all can tell us a surprise later. So,
Cool.
Callum.
Yes.
I love you so much that I spent a long time looking up these cover words because you wanted to do Slave to Night by Eagle Eye Cherry, correct?
Yes. Yes, okay,
so
I did.
I don't know why musicians don't want to have websites on them. I've looked forever and I found two musicians. Two bands, I should say, that have stuff like that, you know. And I always like to give notoriety to them. And when people don't have anything about them, I don't know why you do that. Do you have any idea why they don't have put any websites, anything about them out? Because that's supposed to be weird, you know, for me.
Yeah. Well, we have a website. I know, but we have a website, fma12gauge.com, if people want to go.
Wow, nice plug in there, Callum. That was bravo.
Thanks. You can tell that I've slept more. So the thing I think is that, I don't know, it's so weird because I feel like creative people in general, it's like you have to now in this time and age, it's like the internet's a massive blessing.
Right.
Where it allows people to do what they love to do and to get it out, you know, in front of tons of people's eyes. But that also means that you've got to be your own publicist, your own, like, website designer. Yeah. You've got to write your own bios. You've got to sell yourselves. You're essentially your own marketing team if you don't have a marketing team. And I think a lot of bands, like, genuinely, if, like, because it's like me and Dad's FMA say it all the time, don't we? Where it's like, if it was up to us, we wouldn't have social media. We wouldn't be involved online whatsoever. We would just create songs, go do gigs, and do the elements that we like doing. But I think that there's some bands out there who, like, all kudos to them, like, who just genuinely don't do it. And it's also annoying because I get it from your perspective as well, how it must be really frustrating when you're like, this band's really cool. How do I actually promote them? I can't promote them.
Right, and you don't know how to promote them, you don't know how to shut them out, and it's hard to find. It's more than difficult for me to find their PR people because it's like, you know, their PR people is like some secretive emails. You never know where to look, you know, so I'm glad your PR person reached out to us about y'all, so that's good. I want to tell all of our listeners to go back and hear Matt's cover words. We did it on This Arm, Smashing Pumpkins. Great covers, great tunes, great song. So so what I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna tell everybody about Save Tonight, the song from Eagle Eye Cherry, and then we're gonna tell them about the covers. Okay, so Save Tonight is a song by Swedish rock musician Eagle Eye Cherry, released on October 7, 1997, as the lead single from his debut album, Desireless. It is the album's opening track and gained substantial radio success, reaching number 3 in Ireland, number 5 in the United States, number 6 in the United Kingdom, and number 2 in Cherry's native Sweden. It was voted Song of the Year by New Zealand radio station The Edge. Save the Night is considered the signature song of Cherry, and was awarded the Rock Bjorn Award in the Swedish Song of the Year 1997 category. So that's pretty impressive. So I have to ask you right now, why is this your favorite song?
Okay. So there are some songs out there that when I hear them, or I think when anyone hears them, they're just like magical songs. It's like every part of the song works. There's no sort of, you know, lull moment in the song. And the first time I heard Eagle Eye Cherry, it was on, well, Save Tonight, it was on the radio. I was being driven somewhere, I remember it. And I heard it on the radio and I heard the chorus and I was instantly like, okay, I need to listen to this song. I need to hear this song again. And then I proceeded to listen to only that song for an entire afternoon.
Nice.
It's genuinely, it's the only way I can describe it. It is an addicting song. It's like you can hear it once and then you're like, okay, I need to listen to it again. And then it just keeps going. It just like you don't even, because to me, what I was listening to at that time was Tracy Chapman, Fast Car, and then Save Tonight. Yeah. And then it went in that order for an entire afternoon. Yeah. It's just a magical song. And then when I watch the music video on top of that, the music video is just awesome. To it, how he plays multiple people and it all seems like one continuous camera shot, and how it's edited together and it's really well done. And I just think it's such a, I don't know, it's just such a magical song, because as a writer, there's certain choruses that happen. Like, choruses to me are the most annoying thing in the world, because it's easy to make something, well, it isn't easy to make something catchy. It's easy to make just a bog standard chorus where you repeat a phrase over and over and over again, and repetition makes it catchy.
Right.
But there are some choruses that just happen. It's like you're listening to a piece of music or you're just writing and it just happens. And those are like magical choruses where it's like, oh my God, that's the best thing I've ever heard. That's amazing. And to me, Eagle Eye Cherry reminds me of that magical chorus where it's like, oh my God, this whole song builds around this one thing and it all feeds into itself and it all drags you along to the next time that you hear the chorus. And then at the end of the song, you don't want to stop hearing the chorus.
Yeah.
And then you end up listening to it for an entire afternoon and really annoying everyone you're around because you won't stop playing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, going back to what you said about the video, that was back in 97, so I think that was the first time we saw anything with one guy playing the whole video. I don't think we ever saw that since 97. I could be wrong. But Matt, do you have any connection to the song?
I love this song. Yeah, I have the same kind of connection to Callum. When I first heard this song, I was like blown away. It was just amazing. It was so full of life.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes a good song. It's like, if it feels alive, and Eagle Eye Cherry, Save Tonight feels so alive, and I think that's why it's so re-listenable as well. There's so much life to it, and so much energy, and so much, I don't know, it feels alive. That's the closest. It sounds like when Callum was mentioning the first song that you ever hear, the first time you hear it and you remember it forever, like Teen Spirit was very similar for me. Like, once you hear it, you can't get it out of your head, and you want to keep listening to it.
Because
they both got that jangly guitar feeling to them as well, and so I feel that'd be very similar. But yeah, I absolutely love the song and I love the video as well, and when it first came out I just wanted to listen to it over and over again. But we didn't have the internet back then, Callum, so we had to listen to it on the radio.
Yeah.
And then we had to pray that we were recording on the radio when the song came on.
We had to wait until they played it to record it, and that was and sometimes they made us wait hours.
And waiting for music videos as well, trying to catch a music video. And then seeing a music video only once and never seeing it ever again. And that was like heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That was really hard work. But sorry, Callum, I'm reminiscing about the past when we...
It's fine. It's fine, Father. Keep going.
This is what I love here. This is what I love. Okay, so So we have two covers of the Eagle Eye series Save the Night. So let's find out more about your first cover. We're going to do Tom Spaeth featuring Lydia Klaus. Have you heard of those people, artists? No?
No, no, okay. I haven't.
Okay, so let's find out more. So this is on Tom Spaeth. He's a singer and songwriter from London, England, blending elements of folk, contemporary pop, and intimate singer-songwriter fare. He's made his recording debut with the self-released Falling EP in mid-2016. So that's Tom Spaeth. On Lydia Klaus, she's been working in London professionally as a singer for nearly 10 years. She has worked with the likes of U2, Sam Smith, Fred Again, Brian Eno, Tom O'Dell, and Dermot, and has sung on film soundtracks, including Little Mermaid this year, 2023, the one that came out, and Cruella, which was in 2021. So,
oh wow!
Speaking of that, have you all seen the Little Mermaid yet? I haven't.
I haven't.
I only just realized that something was going on with the Little Mermaid. That's how little attention I pay to anything. I saw it like on a headline yesterday, like Little Mermaid. I'm like, why are people watching the Little Mermaid again?
Right, right. Well,
so is it being remade? Is that what
it is? It is, yeah. It is.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing the trailer for it. Yes, the trailer looked well good. I remember. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, cool. Because I love Ariel. Ariel was one of my crushes when I was little. Like, because I was a little boy and I saw her, I fell in love with Ariel.
Right. Like,
she was amazing. Right.
Yeah, so we
got, sorry, I'll shut up, Callum.
No, because they're taking old Disney favorites and making them live action, and I don't think that's a good idea. I think you should leave well alone.
I do agree with you 100%. I watched the Beauty and the Beast one, and I didn't enjoy it whatsoever.
But
I didn't enjoy it because I just had the original in my head.
Right.
But, like, I have such a connection to The Little Mermaid, but, like, I probably won't watch it because I don't want it ruined, but just the fact that it's a Little Mermaid gives it a bit of this extra special thing.
Right. Cool.
But okay. I'll shut up now, James. I'm sorry. Oh, I can't stop talking. Every time I get on this podcast, I just can't shut my mouth.
That's what I apologize. See, that's what we like here on this podcast. You can talk as long as you want to, or as long as Callum can stand it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, my tolerance is so high, James.
All right. Okay, so let's do Tom Spaeth featuring Lydia Klaus, a version of Save the Night right now. So if y'all ready, for anybody who's on YouTube also, can watch it with us right now. I think this is like a lyric video. So here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Close the curtains, 'cause all we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine to hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going. How I wish it weren't so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come.
On the
wish it wasn't so. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tonight. Tomorrow.
Holy crap. Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, so I'm going to get Caleb's... just talk about it. Cause there's nothing for me to say here, man.
What do you think, James? What do you think? I really liked that.
Yeah.
That was... that was really powerful. And emotional.
Yes.
Very. I think what I also love about the original, this is what I proper love about it, is that the lyrics are really bittersweet. Like, the lyrics are genuinely sad. When you look at the lyrics on face value or when they're sung like that, they are really sad. But I love how in the original it almost makes it bittersweet.
Right.
Like, his vocal delivery, every bit of it, it's like he isn't performing it as a sad song, but the words and the intent behind the words is sad. And I think that was beautiful and really well done. Yeah. The only thing, this is my really minor nitpick, is one of my favorite bits in Save Tonight is when he says, "Girl, I know you've got to go." And he does the coolest part after it. It's so cool.
Yeah, but they didn't do it. Yeah.
They didn't. That is my only minor nitpick with it. But I genuinely think, to me, it sounded like a really emotional scene at the end of a film. Did that.
Well, I got caught up in it because there's very few collaborations that work really, really well.
Yeah,
and I just think it knocked it out of the park because when they sang the chorus together, it's like, oh my god, I want to cry, but I can't. You know, it's like it's like that kind of great song, you know. Those songs are very rare and few and far between, I think. You know, not many songs can make you like really, you know, come down.
Definitely. Yeah. They added an emotion to it that I don't think was as prevalent in the original. Like, in the original, it kind of feels like he's just saying this is the last night he's going to spend with someone,
enjoy it
while he's here, is a rock star, does a cool O at the end of the song and then leaves. and then in this one, it's like, you know, it feels like two people genuinely singing at each other and saying, you know, they're not going to be able to see each other again.
Right.
And that's what I think is really cool about it. They've given a new dimension to the song. And also, go on.
And I also did like the way that the background that the music was played, you know, not too fast, kind of mellow, you know, kind of goes with the song, you know, because tonight I'll be gone.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, that's kind of sad, and the music kind of went perfectly with that. So
definitely. Yeah.
So Matt, your thoughts, please.
I disagree with both of you. I did not like that.
Really?
I thought it sounded beautiful.
Yeah.
It sounded really beautiful. Their voices were amazing. The music was beautiful. All of it was beautiful. But I think that missed the point of the song. Because to me, the point of Save Tonight and the reason that it's so good is someone, it's like dancing just before your death. And that's what I think is so amazing about the song. It's like saying, yeah, this is all going to be over tomorrow, like literally over. We don't know the reason it's going to be over. Is he going to war? Yeah. Does he just have to move away? Is this just a one-night stand? You don't have a clue. But it's like, it's that joy of dancing within the moment. And let's live for this one moment and let's enjoy this because tomorrow is coming no matter what. But we can do whatever we can tonight and we can just like burn and be alive. And that's what the song feels like. And that cover version, even though it was perfect and it was executed brilliantly, kind of took away that part of the song. But without hearing that cover version, I didn't realize what it was I loved about the song. And it is that. It's like dancing just before your moment of death. And it's like, it's all going to end. And it's just like, I can't, it doesn't matter. Let's just be alive and have as much fun as we can in these last moments. And I think that is a secret to that song.
Yeah.
Because it is bittersweet, like Callum said, but the music's so happy, and the way that he's like, come on, let's just, let's delay the morning. What's it say? I'm looking at the lyrics here. Just fight the break of dawn is well cool. Because it's like, tomorrow's not coming. Let's just stay up all night.
Right.
And it's just like, that's really beautiful, is that, I think. And to me, that's what matters to the song. But without hearing that, I didn't realize. But I thought, so if I were to judge that, James, like on a technical level, it would be like 100%. But capturing the message of the song level, I don't think it did a good job. I think they just leaned into the sadness. And I think great art is created when there's a juxtaposition of two things. And that's why comedy and horror go well, so well together, because they shouldn't go well together, but they do. Yeah. And so I think that's the secret of the Safe Tonight song. It is a really, really sad song, but it's delivered in the happiest, most playful, joyous way.
I never did think about that.
No, I didn't think about that until I heard that.
That's the secret to it.
See,
that's what I like about how I'm having you on and having another guest on, because me and Callum share the same thing, but you brought a totally different idea that I never even thought about, you know, and that makes me...
But it was extremely beautiful, was that?
But I think I agree as well.
Yeah,
like I just think really realize, because this, like, it proper emphasized how sad the lyrics were.
Yeah, I didn't realize how sad they were, but hearing them like that.
Although,
and it is like, because you were saying about the riff, Dad, about how when it's like that riff.
Ding, 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 ding. That's not the riff, but that's a banjo.
No, exactly. but, like, yeah, it is. It's like, it's the riff and the delivery and how confident when he does that really cool,
you just stuck on that. Just have that one
genuinely,
bit on it.
Genuinely, it's... Yeah. When I heard that, just that bit of it, I was like, okay, I'm sold. Okay, I'm sold. That bit's so cool.
Okay, so do you all think that this song could go both ways? Yeah, it's a sad song. So one way could be, we're happy to be together in the moment now. On the other side, it's like, I'm so sad that I won't see you tomorrow. Do you all think that could be turned both ways?
If I'd heard that version and never heard the original, I would have thought it was really beautiful and I would want to listen to it again.
Yeah.
But because I heard the original first, it's like that overpowers all of it.
Mm.
But I think it goes to those, there's two types of people, isn't there? There's people who know something bad's coming and they just wallow in the misery of it and they're just like, oh, it's something bad's coming.
Yeah.
And then there's a different type of people who are like, something bad's coming, that we still got time before that moment.
Right.
And I think that's the difference between these two versions.
Yeah. Mm. That's a good way of putting it.
Powerful song. Well,
it was very powerful. Yeah. It was.
Oh, definitely.
So that's why we do two covers. Because, I mean, we would end this with that, but we can't because we got one more cover song to go with.
Is it a heavy metal cover?
I don't know.
Thrash.
I have no idea. To be honest with you, I just listened to like some seconds of it and then I'm like, that's a good cover. Because I'm pretty good at judging covers now. Doing this so long. Boyce Avenue. Have you heard of them?
No.
They're three brothers. No. We've done a song with them in the past, so they're great. They're great.
Cool.
So Boyce Avenue is an American cover band formed in Florida by brothers Angelo, Luis Mazzano, Daniel Mazzano, and Fabian Mazzano. The three brothers attended Pineview School in Osprey, Florida. No connection to Will Osprey, which is great. The band is named after a combination of two streets the brothers lived on as children. As of August 9th, 2011, they are no longer signed to Universal Republic Records and have started their own independent label called Three Piece Records. PEACE Records. Boyce Avenue releases original music as well as covers of contemporary and classic songs on YouTube. So that's good, you know? I mean, because they might have problems with the record label and decided to leave. That's why I'm finding out with musicians talking to them.
Oh, definitely. There's so much stuff that is like, because I've been like looking at stuff partially with us getting bigger.
Yeah.
And because it slightly terrifies me.
Yeah.
Like when I actually look at the logistics of what they're telling you to sign over. Because I've never thought about it. You know, like when you're a kid and it's like, oh, yeah, I want to be a rock star, meet a record artist, have this record deal. And then I realized, like, after hearing tons of interviews with tons of artists and all these people talking about record labels and what they actually ask, is like 15 years of your life.
Right.
And a lot of them are like signed when they're my age, like mid to early
20s.
Yeah. And they ask for 15 years and like five albums. And there's part of me that's like, that, like, I don't even know if I could do two. Like, do you know, it's kind of that thing of like, it's like kind of saying like, I'm going to, you know, do all of these albums. I'm going to do all this stuff for you at an age where I'm not sure I'm going to have, you know, enough to say in 5 years, but you're asking for 15 and all this stuff. So I just find it interesting and terrifying at the same time. So I think great work for these, for like, you know, starting their own thing. And I think like stuff started by artists who are in the industry is so much more beneficial for other artists. Who choose to work with them.
I always tell people it's like a double-edged sword. Yeah, when yes, you get the notoriety, but they'll take like more than half of your money, which is not good, you know?
So, yeah.
So they need to do better. So, all right. So here is Save the Night by Eagle Eye Cherry, but it's the cover version of Boyce Avenue. So here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Close the curtains, 'cause all we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine to hold you tonight. Oh yeah. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it weren't so. So take this wine and drink with me, and let's delay our misery. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, take me away. It's true, it ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't start to cry, 'cause girl, you know I got to go. And Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Oh, 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 oh. Tomorrow comes to take me away. I wish that I could stay, but girl, you know I got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Yes, sir. Okay, so Matt, I saw you jamming out.
Yes.
So does that mean we like this one better?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I think. Yeah. It's because of the dun 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 dun. Like, I can't explain the rhythm. Like, it's just something that just gets you moving, and there's something magical about that song. Like Callum said,
I've also figured out why it's magical and why I like that final O. I will give them bonus points for these because they did an O. It wasn't as cool as Eagle Eye Sherry's O, but
right.
But it's the thing with this song is there are so many catchy things in this song,
right? Oh yeah,
because there's
oh,
the guitar, for instance. There's, you know, the riff that gets Dad jamming out, but there's also his vocals. They're like da 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 in the background. I can't sing, tone deaf, don't know melody, but that bit in the background that he's humming, which in itself is catchy on its own, which I completely forgot about until they like started doing it again. There's how good the chorus is. And then when you re-listen to it, it feels like in every verse, there's like some little vocal thing that he does that makes every bit interesting. So it's like when you're re-listening to it, because I didn't hear that awesome oh in the final verse.
Right.
Until like I'd heard it like 10 times, and then I heard that, and then I was like, whoa, I never noticed that he did that. It was just I was focused on the guitar and all this other stuff. And it's just, to me, there's so much in the song that's so, it's such a simple song, but it's also so catchy and so complex in its catchiness,
right,
that you can always find something new that is catchy. And to me, I thought that cover was better, because this is the other thing. The first cover, like we were saying, is really sad. They brought out that sadness in such an amazing way that made me view the song in a completely different context. But because of what Dad said earlier, when I heard this cover in comparison to that, it is, it's like this entire song is, it's like someone crying because their partner is leaving and their partner is trying to tell them that, you know, we have one last night and let's enjoy this night.
Yeah.
And that's what this cover proper brought home for me is, is that feels like what the song's about. And I'd never known that. And if it wasn't for the first cover, I don't think I would have ever known that. I would have just been like, and here comes the cool Owen, the third verse.
Yeah, it's quite a deep song, isn't it? It's really, really deep when you start looking into it.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. And I think that's one of the secrets to it. Like, it's simplicity, but it's got so many layers of stuff that it's very deceptive. It's like, it's not simple, but it's deceptively simple. Does that make sense? You hear just a pop song.
Right.
And a catchy chorus.
Then, but even though the words are sad, you don't put two and two together.
Yeah. And I think without that first cover, I think I wouldn't have put two and two together. So that is a massive compliment to them. They managed to pull out an emotion from the song, which was already there, but I hadn't clocked onto it. And I've listened to it like hundreds of times now.
So you chose to go with Voice Everton, which is great. Matt, you agree? Yeah.
I think the second one was. I think they were both excellently performed, but I think the second one, and it happened last time. I don't know if we're just biased towards the original songs, or what. We'll need to do this again, James. We'll choose some different songs, some more complicated ones.
Well, there's two of the songs out there. There's like a whole lot of the songs out there, so we can have you on for like 23 more times for, you know.
Wow, that's cool.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, no, what I would really like, because each time, now it's only been two times, so that's not scientifically thingy, is it? But I would like to hear some like a song done in a completely different style or something. That'd be cool, like to hear, because it, I'd never ever considered it before, but like without hearing that first version, I didn't realize what made the song so good. And so that it's a really cool little exercise in learning why these songs that we love are actually really, really good.
Because also last time we learned with
Disarm. Smashing,
with Disarm that like it's that it's the riff. And we only learned that by the second time.
The first one didn't exactly take the role of the actual song. The second one did. So it's great.
But yes, on this time round, I think the second one was
I agree. I agree, but I also think that the first song is incredibly well done. And go on.
If it was in like a show or to visuals or then something like that, it would be excellent. But that because we were hearing it in a void, in a vacuum,
I don't know why, but when I was hearing it, and it didn't add with the feeling of sadness, it didn't help at all. But I was picturing like someone going away on a train. And like the train pulling away from someone.
Then
hear it back start coming in and stuff.
Yeah, that's another thing that I realized about the Eagle Eye Cherry one. Linking with the video, it like it's almost like he's going to prison. And he's like, that's how I've feels does the first one. It's like, oh, I'm going to prison. I'm going away tomorrow. Like that's what people say when we're going to prison, I'm going away. And it's like there's like a little, and I think that's where the joyous dancing just before that moment comes from, because it feels like he's mischievous, and that's what the song feels like. It's got this energy, this like mischievous energy to it, like with the guitar and stuff, and so that's kind of like how it kind of feels. And then when you get to the video and he's robbing a shop and he's being run over and he's all these things,
he did some mischievous stuff in the video too,
so and I don't know if I've added them together, but like that's kind of how the song feels.
It does make sense.
Because
it also, like, the entire riff and everything like that, it does feel like freedom in a weird way. It feels like really free and just playful and all of this stuff. And if it is linked with the video, like you're saying, it is like last moments of freedom.
But whatever, I think that's really cool. I didn't realize that there was so much depth to that. Thank you very much, James, for doing that.
Well, see, I'm kind of torn about which cover version I like, because there's need for both, for sure, you know? I do love the way that the male voice connects so much with the female voice. I think that's
Yeah, I thought that sounded beautiful.
Yeah.
And, but I do like Boyz II Men new cover, because it's more peppier, it's more, like, feel-good story, I guess, you know?
And
as of right now, I would go with y'all. I would say Boyz II Men, but there would be a moment where I would rather prefer the
I'm definitely listening to both of these again. They're both really good.
Awesome. Well,
no, that was good.
So it's Boyz II Men all around, and that's okay, you know. Because without Matt's vision, I don't think I would have paid that one. So thank you, Matt, for bringing that to light.
Don't mention it. Don't mention it. It's my job.
You're gonna hear me listening to Eagle Eye Cherry later, Dad, and crying.
It's my job to point out things no one else has noticed.
Yeah, that's
right. And annoy people.
Because sometimes you hear music like 23 times, and then you don't realize what you're missing until somebody else points it out.
Another really good song about that, which if people want to check out, that is kind of similar to, it isn't similar in the song, but in like that double meaning and like something underneath, is The Streets, Blinded by the Lights. That song, because this essentially what that song is, and I didn't clock onto it, and it kind of happened in a similar way to this.
Is that the, you talk about the blinded by the light,
that one. But what the lyrics?
There might be two songs, Callum. There might be two blinded by the lights, because he's talking about The Streets, who's a really crap English rapper, but he's really, really good. Because it's like if you have, if you talk about a rapper, then people envision Eminem and people are really skilled and stuff. But he's not really skilled like Eminem. But his ability to create songs and tell stories is exceptional. So it's the only way of like being able to like describe him. It's really weird because he doesn't he doesn't rhyme on the beat and he doesn't always go for these complex things. But his songs are absolutely amazing. So I don't know if you've heard it. But we can always send it your way. But go on, Callum, you keep talking.
Yeah, but that song pretty much, like, I heard that when I was a kid, and it's got a really cool beat to it, and that was all I heard. I was like, wow, this beat's so cool. And as I got older, I started paying more attention to the lyrics, until the point when I realised the entire song is about him being cheated on and him being too drunk and intoxicated to notice that it's happening.
Yeah.
And to me, I was like, that's a horror story. That's like one of the most horrific songs I've ever heard, but it's to this like club beat, and it's like it just feels cool. And then after a while, you're like, this is actually quite messed up.
Yeah.
And it, Eagle Eye Sherry Save Tonight now reminds me of the kind of same thing where there's this message underneath and this like thing that if you look into it, it's like, oh, a really cool verse.
Yeah, it's funny that you said that song is blinded by light, because on our last episode, we did Misheard Lyrics, part two. And it was blinded by light, wrapped up in a douche, you know, but that's not the lyric. It's something else. So go back and listen to it. You'll have a good time laughing at us, you know, trying to figure out the words. So.
Oh, will do.
So, so before we let you go, is there anything that you want to promote? Because I know we got two EPs coming out soon.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all we can say.
But they are connected. It's not just like two individual EPs.
Yeah,
and
part one, part two.
There might be something else after that, but I'm not saying.
Okay.
But yeah, so EP one is out. Well, no, we'll just call it chapter one. Chapter one is out on the 29th of June. Nice. I can forward you a copy of it if you'd like to
Please
like review
do.
It or listen
Please
to it
yeah.
or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, once you've listened to that, it would be really interesting to talk to you again.
Yeah.
To see how you feel, because you're completely disconnected from this, because we've talked about this project with people that we're close to quite a lot. So it would be really cool to hear some fresh ears. Yeah. So you might have heard a couple of the songs of us, of ours from it. You might have heard a couple of songs from us on it.
Right.
But this is now the complete thing, the first six songs.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that is as much as we can say.
Excellent.
Yes.
So cool. Well, thank you guys for coming on, Blake.
No, thank you very much for having us back on, and thank you very much for finding more cover versions. It was really, really cool. Was that?
Yeah.
And thank you, Callum. Thank you for being awake. This time. It's really nice to have you with us.
Right, but because well, for hell, we would have you back like 20,000 more times, because there's so many music.
Oh, thank you.
There's so much music. Yeah, because there's so much music out there. It's like easy to pick out your favorite songs. And
yes.
And I would love, love for you all to come back and
help. Oh, that would be wicked.
Right.
Like whenever we're free, that's cool. We're so busy, so it's not like quite so easy to find time when we're free, but we would love to definitely 100%. Mm-hmm. 1,000,000% come back on.
Yeah, man, y'all are really kicking ass, and I admire that, because a lot of people give up like right away. And like, oh my God, you can't give up, dude, you know?
No.
I was trying to push forward, you know? So...
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. And always remember, when work fails, it takes. Bye, guys.